It's our continuing coverage of Pella High Athletics with one of the senior basketball starters. It's Pogo Parker himself, Parker Elder. Couple of big dunks tonight. This team has been kind of waiting for that breakthrough game where you can finally get that continuous clock rolling. What was it like out there? The ball was flowing. The defense was working. Your thoughts about finally getting that maybe first real blowout win of the year?
I thought it was really good.
We had some crazy good energy just coming off the bench. Start of the game, and then, of course, got a quick dunk early. Carl got going. Noah got going. And then energy just carries over throughout the team.
Well, and let's face it, there was a frustrating week a couple weeks ago. Washington gave you a really good game, hit every shot in the fourth quarter to pull away. Kind of some disappointment in Norwalk. But since then, three really solid wins. In the first one, your offense with Fairfield kind of goes. Your defense really helped you beat Newton. And everything kind of came together here against Knoxville. What were the things that were said after that tough week, and how do you feel you guys have bounced back?
Really realizing that, yeah, those two losses are really bad. We're not happy with those, but it's a very long season, and we had a couple weeks to practice, get everything together, and then coming into that Fairfield game, there was a lot of, I wouldn't say anger, but we were very excited to get back to going, especially after those two losses. And then Newton, especially with Noah, it's a big rivalry. Just very happy with how we played and then coming in here tonight.
Well, and for you, obviously, the offense wasn't quite clicking right away, but it felt like ever since that Fairfield game, both inside and outside, you've started to create some more offensively on top of the fact that you're drawing some tough defensive assignments. What physically is starting to kind of feel for you out there, and what's it like getting that offense going? I think you've been in double figures the three past games now.
It actually feels really good. I don't know. It's more of an excitement thing. Like, I got the... We always have a huge student section and everything, and then full confidence from coaches. Just after those couple first games, coaches had to reiterate their confidence in me, same with teammates, and that just kind of got me going throughout the week.
Well, and then defensively, I kind of mentioned it, you are drawing a lot of the top assignments. You've been going against guys like Drew Kingery all year. You're drawing that team's best scorer. What defensively have you really improved on, even from last year when you were a really good defensive player? And I imagine that's a point of pride for you to try and shut down that best player from the other team.
Yeah, this year it's actually been, I wouldn't say easier, but as these players get older, especially Kingery, last year he was still a sophomore, there's more film on him. You can learn more on him. So then, especially just watching film on these guys. And then playing with Drew throughout the summer, playing with Jevin throughout the summer, getting to know all these guys, you kind of know what they do.
Well, and, you know, it felt like last year, obviously, the talk around Pella is offense, right, especially the three-point shooting. But when you made that run a year ago, the defense started clicking. It feels like defense is turning into offense again for this team, and I know it took a little bit longer to get there. But what are the things you think you need to do defensively to put yourself in a position to make a run in the conference again and to put yourself in a position where any given night that defense turns into big offense, whether it's a dunk or a three-pointer in transition?
I think it's just communication, and we've definitely talked about that in practice and everything. We're definitely keying on that more. And tonight we had a couple missed assignments, and then we all get together, talk, say we need to talk more. And then it clearly shows. We get a couple runouts. We play better defense. They miss more shots. It's just communication on defense helps tremendously.
Well, and it feels like you guys knew what was coming back with the starting five. A lot of you were a big part of last year's team. But how exciting is it to see guys like Luke Hardman take a charge or get a big bucket or Chase Laum and get a big rebound? Some of these backups, and even a guy like Keegan who didn't have a lot of scoring last year, he almost had a double-double again. What's it like for you as a team leader to see these guys starting to kind of find themselves in this rotation? I imagine that makes it exciting because there is a lot of depth on this team.
Yeah, it's crazy exciting. Me and Coach talked about at the start of the season, this is probably our deepest team that we've had in a very long time. Going all the way down, we're having great practices just because we are so deep. And then Keegan's coming into confidence, Preston's coming into confidence. And then, of course, Luke's taking charges about every game. He's pulling out the Josh Warner. And then it's just really good.
Well, and even from a leadership standpoint, you mentioned Josh, guys like Grant lead the team, Ryan Mace, who are all great leaders in their own right, and you and Noah and Carl in particular kind of had to step up being the three most experienced guys. What's that been like for you trying to fill that leadership role now, and how have you learned to become a better leader over the course of the season?
I think it's been definitely a learning piece, but with the coaching staff around us, they've helped us a lot. They trust us enough to let us fail and still be able to do what we're doing. And then it's also super exciting. You come into senior year, you're leading the team, and It's just super happy to be here.
And how have you as a leader tried to balance all the noise? Because, again, you're the defending champions. That's obvious. Defending conference champions. A lot of expectations because you have the talent coming back that you do. How do you balance that and try to keep that focus in on what's happening in front of you, knowing that this conference you can lose on any given night?
Yeah, that's the hard part with this conference. I would say we're really just focused in on us this year. That was the big talking point at the start of the season, our preseason meeting, is, yes, we won last year, but we are not the same team, and we can be that good, but we can also be better. And it's just super exciting.
And I imagine goals and things like that, you want to still be competitive each and every night. What are the things you're looking forward to most now that we've got winter break? You got a week to really get some practice and iron out some things. And what are you excited most about the version of the Dutch we'll see in the 2022 portion of the year?
I think we'll be an extremely exciting team. We can hit threes, we'll have a bunch of dunks, and then just playing super fast, playing how we want to play. We've let a couple teams dictate how we want to play, and it's showed in the scores. But it's just, once we start playing our basketball, we'll be a fun team to watch.
I have a lot of fun watching this team. That's Parker Elder, one of the senior leaders of this team, following a 12-point performance. A couple of dunks, got a nice picture of one. It's good to see you back in action, Parker. Good to see this team bounce back from those losses and look forward to seeing you next year. Appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.
That's Parker Elder, one of the senior leaders of this Pella basketball team, and we'll wrap things up after this on 92.1 KRLS.